Time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, let's spill this tea, shall we? Starting out with SNL, if you missed it over the weekend. The host was Kristen Stewart. It was pretty cool. She did a reverse Q&A with the audience members.
Would you say you're probably closer to your mom or your dad?
Huh? I thought I was going to ask you a question about your career and stuff.
Oh, I mean, I already know all those answers. So who do you think for real, though? Like, mom or dad?
Can I not?
I love her. I think she's so cool. And I love Coldplay performing their new one. It's called Orphans. Here's a little taste.
Coldplay, but I can't tell. Like, all their songs sound the same.
See, everybody says that. I do not think, like, listen to that compared to, like, Fix You. I am dying. I've never been to a Coldplay concert. Everyone says it is a spiritual experience. It is
same
on my bucket
list. Same with
Dave
Matthews Band. If you've never been there, it's a spiritual awakening or something in the air. Something.
What about a Kelly Clarkson concert?
I'd do that.
Well, guess what? She has a big announcement.
I have a major announcement to make today. I've scored my very own residency in Las Vegas. April 1st. It's not an April Fool's joke, but it does debut April 1st at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
Get it, girl. Look at Dang. Kelly Clarkson. She's got her own talk show. She's got her own residency. She is set for life.
Dope.
Would you go see that? You take Lindsay to go see Kelly Clarkson?
No.
No?
No, I love Kelly, but come on, McKinsey, you know how hard it is to get me to come to work.
That's
let alone
true.
Go to work. No, here's something embarrassing. I've technically been to Vegas, but I've never been to Vegas. I, like, flown through there.
Oh, it doesn't count.
But I've
count.
Never got to, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never actually got to experience some time in Vegas, so maybe.
Oh, you would
but
absolutely
I've seen her a few times
it.
At concerts. She is a singer
she
and a performer.
She is a singer. Go can sing. Congratulations to Kelly. This is some sad news. Survivor contestant Rudy, he died at the age of 91. He's, like, the oldest survivor ever. He's from season one.
The hardest part is hanging around with all these young kids. I don't even know what MTV means, you know? And I'm used to being in the military, and one guy stands up and gives an order, and there's no back talk. You know, like yesterday, everybody's trying to run the show. And if they'd let one person do it, we'd be much better off. But trying to keep them all shut up is hard.
Rudy, aww. I say that every day here. I'm like, if someone would just listen to me.
Rest in peace. I actually freaked out. I thought it was Rupert when I read the news,
all
and
right.
I met him and interviewed him, and I was like, no.
Rupert!
But I don't know Rudy personally, but I think 91 is a good life, so
oh, yeah,
rest
cool
in
dude
peace.
Right there.
And moving on to Mariah Carey, she has officially declared Christmas is here.
Santa. It's time.
No. No.
Here's the deal. So Mariah, it's this cute clip that she put on social media. It was like when the clock struck like 11:59 p.m. on Halloween, right when it turned November 1st, that's when all this happened. Her ringtone, the alarm goes off, and it's officially holiday season. So we'll hear a little Christmas music from here on out. Get ready, baby. I love it.
You do? What about you, Live the Web Girl? Are you all
yes.
about the Christmas music now?
It's a little too early for me, dog.
I know, you and I are both the Grinches. My wife, Lindsay's like, can we put up the tree? I'm like, no.
It's November 4th, baby. It's time.
Oh, man. How about Thanksgiving? Is that possible?
What Thanksgiving songs are there?
All I want for Thanksgiving is green bean casserole. Very, very underappreciated song.
Yes.
McKinsey with the tea this morning here on Joe and McKinsey. Hey, it is a Monday. It can be tough even if you got an extra hour of sleep. So we want to get your motivation going. Monday motivation is next. I got a story about this dentist and what he's doing. You're going to cry. So I'm just telling you, if you're about to put on your makeup, your mascara, wait a few minutes, okay? We'll do that in about 10 here. It's Joe and McKinsey on Radio Now.